I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. For the first time in over a century, a Colorado lawmaker may be expelled from the legislature in the wake of a sexual harassment investigation. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
An outside investigator says 11 allegations from 5 women against Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack are credible. House Majority Leader Casey Becker recommended the expulsion vote.
They are very serious allegations. We really have a responsibility to the body as a whole, to this institution, to the integrity of what we do here, to really hold ourselves to a higher standard.
Lebsack denies the findings and believes he won't be ousted.
Because I'm not guilty. I've done nothing wrong. I have never sexually harassed anyone.
The expulsion vote is expected to happen on Friday. To be successful, Democrats would need to vote as a block and get at least 8 GOP members to support the resolution. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A lawsuit filed by the Colorado ACLU alleges the El Paso County Sheriff's Department is improperly holding people who are in the country illegally, keeping them in jail after posting bail and otherwise being cleared by a judge to leave. The Sheriff's Department says it's housing the immigrants on behalf of federal agents. And Woodland Park schools are closed today after the town's police determined a threat made in graffiti to be credible. Police are offering a $500 reward for information on the person responsible. This is 91.5 KRCC News.